Joining me on Impact Catalyst is Jordan Johnson from The Naked Farmer. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So you guys are standing up the business, ready to open a physical location, and then got a little bit of a pivot that forced on you with the COVID pandemic. Can you talk a little bit about the business and what you were about to do, and then we'll get into what you had to do to pivot?
Sure. So I'll go back and tell you why we started Naked Farmer, because it'll all come full circle. So we started Naked Farmer because we knew our food system was broken. Too many people couldn't get access to healthy, local, fresh vegetables at a price that's affordable. So we created a restaurant concept where people get locally sourced food prepared by chefs, made with ingredients that we source from farms close to home. So we spent basically the last year building a direct-to-farm supply chain and relationships with local farmers in order to create a sustainable local supply chain that can support our community with the fresh vegetables that they need. We were planning on opening up the restaurant on April 1st, so you can imagine how scary it was for us to watch the coronavirus happen just before that. And once we got over how this might impact the opening of our store, we decided to make a fast pivot to be as helpful to our community as possible. So really, the belief is that now more than ever, our community needs help to ensure that they have access to real food, even during the crisis.
And that pivot expressed itself as a digital farmers market. So, can you explain?
Sure.
Digital farmers market.
Yes. So, we shifted all of our production efforts to offer Tampa residents delivery service of our full menu, as well. Well as bushels of naked, delicious vegetables that we are delivering straight from farm to door. So that's actually why we're called Naked Farmer, because we believe that eating fresh and local food is the best thing you can do for your health, and that feels more important now than ever. So in about 72 hours, the team brought online a digital farmers market at a time when, you know, you couldn't go to the farmers market. We were open sourcing farmers markets in the age of coronavirus. And, you know, someone called it innovation amidst crisis. And we just believed that that was our way of adding value to our community. It was the one unique thing that we could do to help. You know, we're not doctors, we're not nurses, but we do have locally sourced food. We do have relationships with farmers that can break through the national supply chain problems that we're experiencing right now in our country. In the beginning, this was all about increasing access to real food in the time of crisis. Now we've built a marketplace, think Uber for farmers markets, to reduce farm waste, which is going to put growers out of business and further disrupt our food supply system. We realized through this whole thing that our value is our role as a local connector between farmers and their local community. And so we are bringing that online. The resiliency of food supply chains will be based on local networks in the future, and we are bringing that online with Naked Farmer.
Let's dig into local source. You know, you hear farm to table, you hear locally sourced, extolled as a virtue. Mm-hmm. Just to have it in one place from someone who's on the front lines with this effort. Can you talk about the top few, you know, big values to being locally sourced? You know, why is a tomato grown next door better than a tomato grown in South America? Shipping, aging, production value. What are the what are the key components to the benefits to the local?
Yeah, so, you know, we source our food with a really deliberate care from a direct network of farmers nearby. And, you know, we sweat every detail on the ingredients so that our customers don't have to. And so that's really this idea behind the entire company is transparency, always. And we just believe that the food on your plate tells a story. So how, from how it was planted to how it ended up on the end of your fork and everything in between. And we're just obsessed with telling those stories, you know, the good, the bad, and the ones in the middle. You know, the Naked in Our Name was born from our mission to really bring truth and transparency to everything we put in your plate and to the food system at large. We just believe that people deserve to know like what's up with the food that they're putting in their bodies. And for so long, we've been lied to. We've been misled. We believe if I took a tomato that was just picked from a farm, 100 miles away, and I put that down, and then I took a tomato that was picked, 2 or 3 weeks ago from across the country and came from California, and you tasted both of those, I can tell you that the tomato that was just picked and just harvested from a farm that's close by is going to taste absolutely impeccable. And that's why we named ourselves Naked Farmer, because the expression of our food is going to be really simple, because the secret is you don't have to do much to it when it was just harvested, just a couple of days ago. And the freshness, the taste, it's just absolutely delicious. And so what we are going to do is we're going to bring that to the world.
Got it. So, you know, that tomato that's sourced a long way away, you don't know as well how they, what they use to keep the pests off. You don't know what they use, mm-hmm. or whatever to maintain freshness. You know, it sat in a vehicle of some sort for a long time. And of course there's the carbon footprint from that transportation as well, which is, you know, not, this is a side thing. So assuming that's not there, at least some of those things are built into just being local, but local farmers could use, chemicals and could use some of those same techniques, for preservation. So how deep do you need to get with the farmers and understanding their processes before you feel comfortable bringing them in under your brand?
It's a great question. So we spend a lot of time, getting to know our farmers and understanding their process. And if we don't understand how an ingredient is produced or grown or treated, we don't put it on our menu. Our belief system is super simple. It's, serve only what you would feed your own family. And this is not new, by the way. America's original diners served very unpretentious food that was made from scratch with local ingredients. We've gotten away from that. We've really complicated food. And that model of the way things used to be sounds pretty fresh to us these days. So that's how we're doing it. We call it going back to the food chair, because we believe that going back is actually the right way to go forward. So, it's really simple. We've just made it complicated.
Gotcha. There's been some press. There was a large sort of expose style piece done locally about farm to table. When you get the physical restaurant open, what's realistic for the percentage of ingredients, everything from salt to butter to spices to obviously the vegetables, I'm assuming would be, but and some vegetables aren't native here. So how do you sort of, do you have a goal as a percentage of locally sourced, and will you keep dishes off the menu because you can't get the ingredients here locally? What's your philosophy around that?
Yeah. So our philosophy is, we're opening up our restaurant, our first location, in downtown St. Pete next week. which will be, I'm looking on my screen here, what is that, May 11th. And I believe our first menu will be around 45%, 50% locally sourced ingredients. And so for us, it's the journey. It's the journey to 100% locally sourced food. And, you know, it's progress, not perfection. And so when we roll out our first menu, we will, you know, we'll source ingredients from what we consider local, which is within about 400 miles of one of our stores. And it'll be the summer months, so it's starting to get pretty hot here to grow a lot of things. So we'll have to go, we'll have to start as June, July, August hits, we'll have to go north a little bit. But what we will do is, you know, we would just believe it's so important to just be transparent. And so like on our website, we'll always list what proportion of our overall menu is local. And, you know, we just believe that it's really about this journey, and it's about doing this with our community and going on this journey to 100% locally sourced with our customers and with our community. And that's Tampa and St. Pete. So we're really excited about that.
Wonderful. Well, that's great. Last question. I want to talk a little about the money around it.
Sure.
You know, one of the reasons why the food got complicated is because things progressed in such a way that a giant 500-acre farm somewhere could get that economies of scale. A lot of times it was just the more savvy businessmen as farmers found ways to out operate the smaller farmers. And so, you know, the result is you see the mass produced ingredients that are the things that are always, buy one, get one free. And, mm-hmm. They just have that built-in cost benefit that's going to be hard to duplicate. So, what element, are there elements that sort of counteract that to keep the prices low, or how are you hoping to stack your menu prices and grocery prices up against a more national provider?
It's really difficult. And, the only way to answer that question is to, tell you that we're in it for the long game. We're not doing this to open up one or two locations. We're doing it to open up many, many locations. And so with that long-term vision in sight, we're not looking to make a profit on this in the early stages of the company, because it will be impossible to. But what we are looking to do is build a better food supply system. And to change the world. And to do that, your profit objectives can't be number one. They've got to be a little lower on your list. And so we are mission focused first, and profit objective maybe fourth or fifth. And we're extremely driven by the mission to build a better food system, one locally sourced meal at a time, and doing that through restaurants. And so at some point in time, this will be a cost-effective way to source food, but in the early stages, it's going to be very expensive. But we're just so committed to this as a way of life, and as a need for this, that we're willing to make those sacrifices.
And that mission is exactly why you're the first non-501c3 that we've had on Impact Catalyst, because that is why you exist. And it's the Catalyst is hyper local, and we believe in it, and you believe in it. So we'll look forward to supporting
you. We're so passionate about it. This is this is the way I feed my family.